time for Tour of Atlanta. We do it each and every day at this time. Your Tour of Atlanta starts now.
It's time to hop on the opening drives Tour of Atlanta.
No yelling on the bus!
Bringing you inside ATL Sports.
In my view, as good as they were in the first half of this game, that's how as bad they've been now.
Now get on board and let's start the opening drives Tour of Atlanta.
Everybody on? Good. Great. Grand. Wonderful.
And our friend Rick Roswell, an expert on all things sports technology, joins us on the program this morning. Rick, can you give us a recap of what we've discussed the first couple of weeks, the three must-have apps for every sports fan, and then the great app that you shared with us a couple of weeks ago that allows you to watch the game film the same way the coaches do?
Yeah, we've talked about following football apps where you can follow the games, the NFL app, ESPN app, fantasy football app, and then the NFL app last time, 2 weeks ago, where it's free to download the app, but then there's a small subscription to get the game films that the teams watch, the inside information, and the ability to watch all the games, the replay of all the games in less than an hour.
What are the three must-have specific apps? Is it just, I just look for the ESPN app, it's that simple? I mean, realize, you're talking to a guy that doesn't know his elbow from his ass with this stuff, Rick.
Yeah, the ESPN, this is the general ESPN app. It's perfect for getting your scores by the minute. The NFL network app for the replays. Just a general NFL app for everything else, NFL.
Hey, Rick, I hate to just jump in on you like this, but
yeah.
You say general ESPN app. There isn't a general. There's 18 ESPN apps. So
I know. It is the main one. Look at the app
that
has been downloaded the most.
The Score Center. The Score Center app.
Yes, okay. That is the best one.
Perfect. Thank you. I just wanted to, Mark is such a novice at this. He's going to type in ESPN. He's going to see 20 apps come up, and he's going to go, what do I do now? You do me a great favor calling me a novice at this.
We need to get Mark off of AOL and MySpace and get him into this current decade.
You mean my internet shouldn't make a dial-up tone when I connect? Rick, news to me. Okay. So we've got the NFL Network app. We've got the Score Center app as well. A couple of weeks ago, the great app where you get to watch the game film. I wish they would show us the game sometime from that camera angle, from the game camera film angle. A lot of good stuff going on in sports technology, Rick. What do you have for us this week?
Well, now that the refs are back, we can put our attention on something more important than that.
Thank God.
We can focus on the tailgates.
Yeah, sounds good. What are we doing?
We have not a new app, but one of the best apps, and it's been recently updated. It's called Tailgate Champ, and you download this app as you head to your tailgate, and it's kind of a combination of a lot of different apps. It has a social media component to it. It has like a Foursquare check-in feature to it. It has an invite feature to it, and then also photo sharing on it as well.
That is awesome.
I'm checking this out right now, by the way.
That is awesome. See, Patrick has the technological capabilities to be able to download all this stuff during the interview. And I'm just listening to you. So how would this be an advantage to people that are fans of tailgating?
Well, if you're let's say you're heading down to the Georgia Dome, there will be the people will post their tailgates on this app, so you can see who's there, who looks like they may be having a good tailgate, and you can check in at the different tailgates and then take pictures from the tailgates, and you can share them with the other people on the app, so you can see what's going on. You can only be in one section or one parking lot at a time, but you can see if you're missing anything on the other side of the dome as well.
Our folks on Twitter are sending us tweets this morning. Justin says, you use Twitter. That is a step up or two from MySpace. Not a novice, in my opinion. See, I am getting there, Rick. It's taken me some time, but I am getting there. What are the best free sports apps, you know, the ESPN Score Center, NFL Network app, any other good free sports apps?
Well, the Tailgate Champ is free, and then this week, and you don't talk about it that much because you guys are mainly talking football, but the Ryder Cup app that is out is beautifully done. And if you're a golf fan and you're going to be following the Ryder Cup the next 3 days, this app is a perfect companion to have with you while you're watching the action on television.
You hear that? A perfect